Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Larry Richard and anchorman Paul Rasmussen. In just an hour, just less, we're going to hear from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, expected to be speaking from the Pentagon at 8. We will carry that conversation with the secretary. In the meantime, curious the reaction here with our very strong-based Jewish community, and we have Yisrael Altin, Rabbi. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. Anxious to hear your thoughts. So much has transpired in the last few weeks. Ceasefire between Israel and Iran, as you know, seems to be holding. Hopefully that lasts. Wanted to get your reaction to what has happened.
You know, it seems to be almost nothing short than a miracle of what's taken place there. I mean, the amount of what Israel is able to accomplish over such a short period of time, with such almost miraculous of what took place in Israel itself. Of course, 28 lives of civilians taken is a big number. But if you think about the amount of missiles that were coming into Israel, and just imagining if any of those missiles had a nuclear bomb to it, what that could have done to not just to a little country like Israel, but to the world, and what Israel was able to accomplish there is, I think, nothing less than miraculous. I think something Americans have a hard time wrapping their head around is why this is relevant to them. And, you know, if we take back, you know, I was living in New York at the time of 9/11, when a group of people from far away were able to accomplish such a horrific act close to home. And if anyone listens to the Iranians, the regime, not the people, but the regime there, their hatred for America is just as bad as Al-Qaeda was. And their ability to reach us in the United States is not a dream. It's a reality. And so I think what Israel has done, not just for Israel, but for the world, is remarkable.
You know, Rabbi, I did the math on this right after the attacks on October 7th when Hamas attacked the Israeli in Israel, period. And by comparison with 9/11, if you look at it on a per capita basis, it was far worse what happened in Israel in terms of the number of deaths and injuries than what happened on 9/11 here in the U.S.
Absolutely. And I think there's another big factor here is that, you know, 9/11 were people from far away that infiltrated and harmed us. This is at the border of Israel, not just one border, but I mean, the fact that, you know, you had Hezbollah right up there in the north, Iran not far back, you know, coming, you know, ready to attack the Houthis as they're still a danger to Israel. I mean, Israel was really this was something that really hit home very close to Israel, with the reality of what could have been on October 7th had they been attacked from all sides at the same time. And I think this really helped Israel recognize of how much they have to take their destiny in their own hands here in eliminating those that are seeking to harm them. And I think that for Americans, we have to see that in the same regard, that when there's people that are standing there and screaming death to America, believe them. Don't just think it's some radicals out there that are not ready to harm you. And so I think we owe Israel a great gratitude of debt here for what they've done. And of course, I think that if people take it understand it from that perspective, they would also be able to appreciate why the U.S. needs to involve themselves to be able to help accomplish this mission.
And Rabbi, also, the situation in Gaza has been overshadowed as of late because of the situation with Iran. But that said, what is the current status of your understanding of what's going on in Gaza and the hostages?
Well, my understanding, again, this is just from reading. I'm not a military expert, nor do I have any inside information. But I think by taking the Iranians out of the equation, this should only be able to help, because ultimately the Iranians are the ones who funded Hamas. They're their backbone. And if we brought their backbone down to their knees, hopefully that will help get the hostages out and bring Hamas down to their knees. But then again, we're not talking with rational people, so you never know.
As always, we appreciate your time and input. Rabbi, thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Rabbi Yisrael Altin here in Squirrel Hill in the city of Pittsburgh on the Big K Morning Show. And that he made a very good point, in that they believe that what has happened in Gaza was funded by Iran.
Well, Hamas received its support from Iran, and so did Hezbollah, and so did the Houthi rebels.
So there's a very direct connection is the point.
Also, one of the things that was happening was also the militant groups that were based in Syria that were receiving help from Iran, but that has ended now, because of the overthrow of the Syrian government. The Assad government was overthrown, and so they've lost that base. The Iranians have been significantly weakened in this region, not just after this airstrike and the Israeli attacks. The Israelis have decimated Hamas. They've pretty much eviscerated Hezbollah for now. The Houthis, not so much, although they've gotten the Houthis to calm down some, and now the Iranians are playing defense. So what's transpired in the last 12 months, or in that time since October 7th, really, is remarkable what's taken place. When you consider the size of Israel, its population in comparison with the nations surrounding it, especially Iran, and its military capabilities, what they've accomplished is remarkable. And what the rabbi said too, Larry, about the number of people who've been killed in Israel during these Iranian missile attacks, is just a testament to how good they've gotten at shelters first and getting to them and detecting attacks to get their population to safety before things get out of hand.
And the fact that the U.S. has supported them in a tremendous way, hope the ceasefire holds.
Well, there's a lot of people who hope the ceasefire holds who don't live in Israel. Think about all the tourists. Think about all the people who want to go to Jerusalem. All the people who want to go to the Holy Land, all the Americans who are of Jewish descent who want to return to their homeland and visit friends. I have friends in the Washington, D.C. area that go to Tel Aviv every year, and that was upended this year because of what was going on.
We'll keep you posted, and again, we will hear from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, expected to speak from the Pentagon at the top of the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.